with Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello, thanks to the Mandra Forum.
97.3 Coast FM.
She's very, very
weird world.
Okay.
She's a weird place, the world.
And Forbes, you know, that magazine of...
Oh, yeah, that little magazine.
Little publication about, you know, generally dealing with things related to money.
Yeah.
Well, they've released their list of the highest paid YouTube stars of 2018.
Right.
Man.
I have a feeling I'm not going to enjoy this.
No. Well, sorry to inform that eighth on that list is Ryan, who's aged 7.
Stop it. I don't want to hear any more.
I've got to go on anyway. He made $22 million. That is over 30 Australian dollars. It's actually over 30 million.
I was going to say, wow.
Well over 30 Australian dollars. That's last year just by uploading YouTube videos.
What are the videos?
Of him playing with toys.
Playing, so he's just being a 7-year-old.
With toys. And while I don't get it, by any stretch, I know these videos are like crack for kids. Like, if we left Cooper unsupervised on YouTube, he would watch them all day.
I know, they love it,
like,
don't they?
Like the playing with toys and the unboxing videos. I don't get them.
Neither do
I. Ryan's parents launched his channel, Ryan Toys Review. Creative name.
I was going to say, great name.
In 2015.
Catchy.
And they've now got more than 17 million subscribers.
Of course they do, because some people just sit there and watch that.
So
it's just a 7-year-old being a 7-year-old.
I mean, for a while there, I was thinking I should open a Subway or something, but clearly, wrong business path.
Somehow I don't think you're going to have as many followers if you sat there and played with toys.
You sure? Even if I did it in an elf outfit?
Might be creepy.
Just a thought.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Tuesday edition. What's happening?
Well, Mel B has been hospitalised with broken ribs and a severed hand after...
A severed hand.
Wow. After allegedly falling downstairs over the weekend. Mel B revealed the painful injury on Instagram, captioning the post with, "My right arm is all stitched up and I'm trying to keep still to heal my broken ribs." A friend told TMZ she fell down a narrow staircase at another friend's house in London, and she was visited in hospital by fellow Spice Girls Emma Bunton, Jerry Halliwell and Mel C.
That's a pretty serious bunch of injuries for falling downstairs.
I know. I really hope it was stairs.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cardi B, she's opened up about her split from Offset in the only way she knows how. In an Instagram live video. Rumours have been swirling that the couple split and even their whole marriage was just for publicity, and Cardi is not happy about it.
My relationship was never fake. I met this he was on my I gave him a chance and we fell in love with each other. Things was not always gravy because at the end of the day, we are two different people. But we never did anything for publicity. Think I got pregnant. Could have ruined my career for publicity, you dumb. Y'all must be 10 years old.
Okay.
All right, Cardi.
Yeah, right.
And Ariana Grande and her 93-year-old Nonna have got matching tattoos together last week.
Really?
The Billboard Women in Music event. How cool is this? Grande got a sun and a crescent moon on her left hand. Oh. Nonna got her late husband Frank Grande's nickname Sissio inked on her finger. I feel fine, Nonna said to her granddaughter in the Instagram story. You don't know what pain is, she said to her. How funny is that? And Hilary Duff has confirmed she's had some conversations about starring in a revival of her beloved Disney Channel show, Lizzie McGuire. Love that.
Nice. So what she had to say?
This.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not a go. I don't want to, like, get everyone wild talking about it. But, yeah, I mean, I love her so much. And I think that she was so important to girls at an important time in their life. And if she could be important to them again at this age, like, I think that would be amazing. It's fun. I feel excited. And, you know, I don't really know that it could be a possibility or it could be nothing.
Oh, fingers crossed for that.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is 10-second trivia.
That's all right. And Dana from Furnace Dale is up for the challenge. Morning, Dana.
Morning.
Hey. Oh,
I think that was Dana.
Are you there? Hang on, try again, Dana.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
we got
she
you.
Is. Lovely. All right. So we've got three questions.
We've established that you have a Coast card.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's also part of it. A pretty big prize.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the draw for if you get through this. So good luck. What's going on today? Anything exciting planned?
Oh, just the same old work.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
well,
exciting.
Maybe this, this could be the exciting bit.
The highlight. If you get all three questions correct in 10 seconds, you're in the draw for the Coast Card Christmas stocking. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, I'll roll the timer at the end of the first question. First of all, is Esperance north or south of Mandurah?
Yeah.
Which Test cricket team just beat Australia?
India.
What's the name of the world's largest coral formation?
Great Barrier Reef.
Oh.
I'll take that.
You know what? I reckon we're going to give you some of this business.
Congratulations. You're in the draw for the Coast Card Christmas stocking, Dana. Well done.
Awesome, thank you.
No, let her know what she might win. Well,
you could win a Heston Blumenthal Charcoal Cube Portable Barbecue from Just Barbecues. There's a Dare Adventures New Year's Eve event. 9-carat gold South Sea Pearl pendant, thanks to Andrew Ralph Diamond Jewellers. A
fancy.
Night stay at Seashells Mandra. Also, $300 to spend at the Whistling Kite Secret Harbour.
Could you handle that?
Fantastic.
Nikki and Zamello's. Three things you need to know.
All right, today... thank you for pointing this out to me, by the way, Nikki.
What?
Today is International Mountain Day.
It is. I don't know why I knew that, but...
Well, there you go. Did you know mountains attract 15... I've looked it up now that you pointed this
okay.
out.
Okay.
Mountains attract 15 to 20% of global tourism.
Really?
We're missing out. We need more mountains around here. Clearly.
We're quite a flat country, aren't we?
Largely. And they also provide 60 to 80% of the world's fresh water. So...
True. I suppose it runs down the mountains, doesn't it?
That's right. So go hug a mountain today.
Get your arms around it.
get around me, boys. Now, the Road Ribbon for Road Safety campaign is on.
Yep.
And as we get more and more kind of, you know, serious, I guess, when it comes to festive season.
Yeah.
Closer and closer to it. look, keep safety top of mind. Mm-hmm. I guess as more people take more time off, there's more kind of
more traffic on
driving
the roads.
Happening. Just keep it in mind. And on a completely unrelated topic to all of those, ever thought about working in Antarctica?
No, but I've seen there's an ad to work there.
They're currently recruiting more than 100 non-science roles, like carpenter, chef, boilermaker welders, and weirdly...
That's really cool.
Even a refrigeration mechanic.
Do you need one?
You
just
wouldn't
pop
have thought
it
so, would you? But there you go. if you can, Google jobs in Antarctica.
That's awesome. Yeah. Adelaide great-grandmother has broken a world record... for skydiving.
Brilliant.
At 102 years of age.
Well, is she the oldest person?
She is the oldest person to go skydiving officially in the world. Well done.
Nice
Irene
one.
O'Shea, she is the oldest, and she did it the other day. She jumped out of a plane for motor neuron disease, so she's raising thousands of bucks. For motor neuron disease while she did it, and this is what she had to say.
Right.
She was happy about the skydive. She reckons she didn't feel a thing, and she's
Well, that's good. That means she landed softly.
And she said, and I'm attached to a very, very nice young fella, she said with a laugh. Love it, Irene.
Look at her. I reckon there'd be a glint or two in her eyes. Just
she's great. She still lives on her own as well. She drives and also doesn't wear glasses.
And
she's great.
She's 102.
102.
Wow. I don't think I'll... Look, I'd love to. I don't think I'll make it. 102. I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
Somehow I don't think I've made it the same stuff.
Oh, really?
As someone like her, just quietly.
Maybe you should start skydiving.
I'll do that. I'll do one.
No, you won't.
I'll do one right now.
Skydive?
Yeah.